I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, what's on TV? Scarily, it might be more Trump. Last week, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton faced off in the final presidential debate. Tom Hanks joins the cast of SNL to rehash their performances. Meanwhile, Stephen Colbert wonders how successful Trump TV might be. Hanks, Colbert, Colin Jost, Michael Che, Alec Baldwin, and Kate McKinnon in today's Punchlines.
Good evening, I'm Chris Wallace, and welcome to the third and final presidential debate. Tonight is going to be a lot like the third Lord of the Rings movie. You don't really want to watch, but hey, you've come this far.
We're all still kind of reading the tea leaves of this week's presidential debate, I hope those are tea leaves in there. I've been drinking it. A lot of people have begun to wonder what Trump will do in the likely scenario that he will lose the election and the unlikely scenario that he admits it. Now,
let's welcome the candidates, Donald J. Trump and Secretary Hillary Clinton.
Chris, thank you for having me. In the first debate, I set the table. In the second debate, I fired up the grill. And tonight, I feast.
During the debate, Trump said that the women accusing him of sexual assault are just looking for, quote, their 10 minutes of fame. But the expression is 15 minutes of fame. Trump is so cheap, he's lowballing them on their minutes of fame.
Reports are, this has just come out, reports are that Trump is thinking about starting a Donald Trump TV network. Until now, this is good. Because until now, no, folks, it's vital. Because until now, the only place you could see 24 hours of Donald Trump was CNN.
Listen, Chris, I'm glad you raised this topic, because what two better people are there to talk about women's issues? Me, a woman who has had a child and has taken birth control, and him, a man who is a child and whose face is birth control.
And the Trump TV rumors might be true, because on Wednesday night, the Trump campaign live-streamed their own debate coverage under the heading #TrumpTV. This is exciting. A brand new Trump business venture. Although this was 48 hours ago, so it might have gone bankrupt already. Because he's...
Our next question is about the economy. Mr. Trump, why are you better equipped than Secretary Clinton to fix the economy?
Because Hillary has no idea how to fix anything. If she did, she would have done it already. I mean, what has she been doing?
Oh, Donald, don't set her up this way.
I'd be happy to talk about the last 30 years.
Oh, no, not again.
Back in the 1970s, I worked for the Children's Defense Fund.
Yes. We know.
Then I was a senator in New York on 9/11.
Yeah, we get it.
And then I was Secretary of State, and I don't know if you've heard this before.
We have.
But I was instrumental in taking down a man by the name of...
Osama bin Laden.
Osama.
Bin Laden, yes.
I'm excited. I can't wait until he introduces his other programming, like the hour-long crime drama, Bad Hombres. Or Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie's new half-hour buddy sitcom, Bridge and Tunnel.
And now we have to turn to the big story of the week. Mr. Trump, it has become very clear that you're probably going to lose.
Correct.
Now, when you do, will you accept the results of the election?
I will look at it at the time, because frankly, this whole thing is rigged. Even the media, every day I turn on the news and all of the newscasters are making me look so bad.
And how are we doing that?
By taking all of the things I say and all of the things I do and putting them on TV.
Trump may have a point. It does seem like virtually every media outlet is doing everything in their power to prevent a Trump presidency. The media is acting like the sober girls at a bar making sure their country doesn't go home with that scuzzy orange dude. They're like, America, no, get in the car, we're going home with Hillary. And Trump is like, stop hating, let her decide for herself.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.